My story. There's Fritz Roethlisberger and the Hawthorne experiments, and Elton Mayo. Roethlisberger and Mayo were the godfathers of the employee involvement movement that actually dates back to the 1940s and their studies of ways to improve productivity at Western Electric's massive Hawthorne works outside of Chicago. There were, over the years, many flavors. Participative management, self-managed teams, in modern times, a dozen varieties of empowerment. None of these really works for me. Empowerment, for example, seems condescending in a way. I've generously decided to let you occasionally think for yourself. Now segue to 1993. In 1993, in the Tom Peters seminar, I went my own way, and it was meant to signal a leap in independent thinking and acting on the part of the average worker. The moniker was Every Person a Business Person, or my ugly version, Businessing Every Job. The idea was this. Already in the early 90s, competition was heating up, white-collar automation was digging in a little deeper, and outsourcing was gathering way. I viewed it as a big, lots more to come within a decade threat, and put it this way, apologies for quoting myself. You, worker, will no longer survive as Hewlett-Packard badge 2319 who shows up on time. You will need to think more independently. Think like a more or less independent, holistic, a cringeworthy word, but it's appropriate here, business person, rather than a mostly invisible employee, even reliable employee. I added that this indirectly, pretty damn directly actually, amounts to a huge win for the employer, everyone thinking in wholes instead of parts, thinking about the business, not just her or his 100 square feet of turf. That part of the story was a surprisingly hard sell. A bunch of folks with entrepreneurial bents running around was not exactly every boss's dream. In the seminar book, I made this the topic of an entire chapter titled Beyond Empowerment, Turning Every Job into a Business. I spelled out what I thought 100% of us thinking like a business person meant. Then, somewhere along the way, the businessing idea morphed into Brand You. It took wings in the August-September 1997 issue of Fast Company, then a young magazine. Its cover story, with my byline, was titled The Brand Called You. The cover was a vividly colored rendering of a box of Tide detergent. The idea was that you and I and the brand called Tide were one and the same. The response to the article was off the charts, and it still is 20 years later. When, for example, I look at my 2018 tweet stream, the reference to the 1997 article shows up regularly. I still think more than ever, that 25 brand use in a 25-person company is the ultimate win for that company. Or it can be. 25 folks hell-bent on growth with the boss supporting them can or will result, for instance, in a stunning commitment to the customer and continuous do-or-die innovation. Brand U was born amid and became associated with the excesses of the me decade, as the 90s were sometimes called. To be sure, Brand U does indeed call for significant distinction in your work and a commitment to radical personal growth. These are survival requisites for all of us, age 22 to 82. But self-centeredness is precisely the wrong way to go. It is, in fact, the kiss of death. The logic is simple. You are increasingly on your own. Job security for that hard-working soul, badge 2319, is DOA. Sucking up to the boss is a loser strategy. The boss's job is likely to go before yours as companies flatten their hierarchies and dump middle managers by the busload. Hence, being an effective brand you in 2018 means shifting your focus 90 degrees from vertical to horizontal. The emphasis shifts from suck up to suck sideways, to becoming a highly valued, nay, irreplaceable collaborator. Your future is a byproduct of the word of mouth or mouse reputation associated with your name. And make no mistake, a stellar word of mouth rep is primarily based on the horizontal supportiveness of your peers and your customers and other outsiders. Today, Every person is a business person, or else. Every person is distinctly good at something, or else. Every person is a professional development maniac, or else. Every person lives off her or his network of peers and customers, or else. And we ain't seen nothing yet is gross understatement.